Hi, this is Professor Aaron Nedraza from Cromwell University. In today's episode, I'll be talking about the importance of haters. Haters, another way of looking at this word, is healthy attention toward everyone reaching success. So what it means is that if you are not doing something so great, so innovative, that makes other people feel uncomfortable with their own lives, what you're doing is not big enough. So let me repeat that again. If you are not doing something big enough, which is not making other people feel uncomfortable with their own lives because they couldn't achieve what they wanted to, then what you're doing right now is not big enough. Haters are the reason of your success. The more successful you are, the more haters you will have. It is part of human nature. Jealousy is part of human nature. This is why throughout human history there's been so many wars, so many conflict, trying to show who's the best. So in my case, initially when I started Crom, I used to get a lot of haters saying, who's that Tamil guy or Indian looking guy doing Crom for? Because Crom was a dominating style popular among the Afro-Caribbean community and where I used to live in UK, in London. Therefore, in order for me to go outside my comfort zone and overcome those negativity, I had to have what we call a tight bubble of total focus, as explained by Robin Sharma, saying that if you have a clear goal, just keep going for it. It's not about the big win, it's about the micro win. And like what would Gary Vee would say, it's not about the big failure, it's about the micro failure. So micro failure is small failure that helps you to teach you a lesson so you don't make it again. And throughout my experience as a crumper, I was able to develop my tenacity to stand up to negativity from haters. So when I decided to write my book on pharmacy and dance, I had a huge uproar from the pharmacy community, because the whole point of pharmacy is to provide more medication to the patient. But what I was trying to do through dance is to help the patient take less medication and do more dance so they can feel better. As a result, that would lead to a loss of business to the community pharmacy. So many people was against my book. Even somebody meant to complain so that my book wouldn't get published. Let me say that again. Somebody actually made a complaint so that my book on pharmacy and dance would not get published. Actually taken out from Amazon. And if, like, fortunately, it wasn't achieved because it was from my point of view as a dancer and as a pharmacist. So initially, it did got me down, because being a pharmacist, I would expect my fellow pharmacy community to act professionally as professional healthcare, and also to not give criticism, but actually give productive feedback, especially from senior leaders within the pharmacy profession. But my surprise, I was completely wrong. No matter what your position is, whether you are a worker, a professional, a CEO of a company, jealousy and hating are part of human nature. You cannot change it. In any sector, you're bound to have positive people and negative people. So it's all part of the game. And from listening to Gary Vee videos and podcasts, now I love being the underdog. I love being punched in the face so I can get back up and get some more, so I can become stronger and stronger. This is what I've accomplished from doing judo. I used to fight people much heavier than me, taller than me, getting beaten up quite badly, but would still get thrown down and get back up. From this rigorous training, it enabled me to grow stronger, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. So, if you are doing something very innovative and you started to get haters, both personally, from people coming to your face and saying it, and on social media, you're on the right track. Otherwise, if you're doing something and there's no hating from anybody, not even your circle of friends or family, that means what you're doing is too small. The bigger the dream, the more shift is going to change in your environment, and the more positivity you will accumulate as well as negativity. So that's my 2 cents on that topic on why haters are important. Thank you for listening. If you love what you hear, please leave your comments, share it on social media. Feel free to DM me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, email me. I'm more than happy to reply to you, because what I'm trying to achieve is provide value for the Crump community as well as the dance community. So yes, thank you for listening and have a great day.